why did you start bodybuilding the competition in the first place?
I'm a naturally competitive person. Mm-hmm. I feel like in every aspect of my life, it kind of just like runs, at least with my brother. My brother and I are really competitive people, so I got that from him as well. Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to tennis, you know, I was freshman year, I was bottom of the totem pole, and then I worked my way up to, you know, second singles. And I think a big thing with me is I've always felt like I was second or third place. And especially with bodybuilding, like that really ignites the fire under, you know, my ass to get working. Cause when I placed fifth, you know, it hurt, but at the same time, that's more of a reason to work. You know, like I'm surrounded by people who've been doing this for so much longer. People who have, like, you know, I'm not going to blame genetics, but a huge part of bodybuilding is genetics. And I think I have fairly good structure. Like, I'm not going to say I have bad genetics by any means. I'm very blessed with the body I was. Yeah, I'm very blessed with the body I was given. But, you know, there's just freaks out there. There's just freaks out there that if they show up to your show, you can't compete, bro. But that's like another thing. Like, I want to be first place in something. I want to finally achieve, especially something as passionate as bodybuilding, you know, and just like fitness in general. I want to be proud of myself. Not just like I am proud of myself where I'm at, but it's that constant like hunger for more. And I feel like that's a problem with most ambitious people, is that we always want more. You know, it takes time to really sit down where we're at and be happy, because I will literally be like, I'm a failure. Like, I'm 21. Why haven't I done this yet? Why haven't I done this yet? And people look around me and they're like, dude, you're doing great for 21. But I'm like, if I constantly tell myself, oh, I'm doing so great right now, it's like, then I'm going to start to get comfortable. And the last thing I want to do is get comfortable. And I think that's an important lesson.
Oh, yeah,
and everyone here understands that. It's like, we don't want to get comfortable, because as soon as we get comfortable, we're going to be, we blink and it's 30 and we're just like sitting on our couch, just like watching TV when we're older. And I'm just like, that's not the life I want to live. Like, I understand, yeah, like it is enjoyable and it's easy to like watch TV. Like I'll watch like a movie with my girlfriend or watch TV with my girlfriend. It's like, it's not a bad thing, but when it distracts you from what you need to do in your life, then it's a terrible thing. It's a cheap distraction. And yes, and same with the
that's what it's made for. I mean, at the end of the day,
exactly.
Yeah,
man,
like it's all entertainment.
Yeah, keep the distracted people distracted. You know, yeah. and you know, with cheap entertainment, all you got to do is give a guy like cheap entertainment, sex, and a stable income job, and a lot of them will forget and throw out their entire goals out the window. And that's a sad truth of reality. Like, you can have those things, but I don't believe that men should acquire those things and then completely forget about everything. Especially when people have kids, they'll completely, you know, they say they'll die for their kids, but they won't live for them. You know, they won't continue to be the best person for their kids. And they end up, these guys end up using their kids as the reason why they can't stay in shape, or the reason why they can't get better. Like, when I have a kid, that's going to be the reason why I need to be more of like a man, more of a provider for my family, you know, because it's like,
you influence them.
Exactly. Your kid's a shadow of you, dude. And if you are a dad who just like scrolls reels all day, you know, that's not something your kid's going to want to see. You know, your kid's not going to want to come home to, you know, a fat, lazy dad who's just drinking alcohol and, you know, staring at a television or a screen. It's like, he wants to see a dad who can run around with him, play with him. And that's a big reason for why, one, I want to stay natural, and two, I want to be healthy. You know, I want to take care of my cardiovascular health. I want to just overall be a man for my family, you know, just traditional sense. I think it's so important for guys to live up to that expectation. And especially in this generation, dude, where that traditional sense is like almost fading of like what really is like a man, you know, like what is a man? You know,
and it's frowned upon too. It's like, oh, you want to be a traditional man, this and that, toxic masculinity, all these kind of stuff that they blame on the traditional man. Like, I guess blame it on the concept of being a traditional man. And I'm so like glad that you mentioned that part where, you know, the kids just see whatever the kids see, they just do it. They don't consciously think, oh, should I do this or not? Is scrolling good or bad? It's like, if the parent does it, it's automatically good for them. Until they, you know, reach the age where they're already thinking about things such as, okay, is it right for me to do this, or is it wrong, or how do I see other people react to this? Other than that, they're just a sponge that just absorbs a bunch of water, in this term, information. Whatever they see, they just completely do it and copy that. So you would not want to do anything around your kids that, you know, they would grow up and then become that person. You know what I mean? And it's the realization point that is difficult in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
How did you come to that understanding? When did you come to that understanding?
That's a good question. I like that question. I'm trying to think of when I actually
When did you change that perspective to that serious? Because you would be surprised. I think very few people have that understanding.
Yeah, I guess it... I guess this came to a reflection of, like, I guess how I was raised. And I believe that I was raised... Well, I was raised to... to be a man in the traditional sense, I would say. But at the same time, it's like I come home and I just see my parents and they're not motivated. They're not driven. They just, like, it almost seems like they're just, like, in the saddest way possible, like withering away, you know. And it's a hard topic to bring up, obviously, because I appreciate my parents for everything they've done. And, you know, I still, like, live with them and it's great, but it's just like
the spark is, like, missing almost.
Yeah. Like they're just like that, you know, they're in pain, knee pain, back pain, all this different pain. And they don't exercise. They don't move. They don't really eat all that well. And I've tried to help and it just doesn't seem to work. So that's kind of my drive to not be that parent for my kid. Like, I need my kid to feel inspired when they look at me, instead of being like, I don't want to be like them, you know, because truth is, I don't want to be like my parents when I'm older. And
that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's a completely okay thing, as much as it sucks.
For sure.
But that's my drive and that's my realization, that I cannot be like that, because I was around that, you know. I'm currently around that, and it was more of just like a, as I aged, like when I became 18 or whatever, I kind of like realized that, like, wow, what a awful, not awful, but lame life to live, when you could have everything in the world, you know, and like you could travel, you know, you don't need all this money in the world to have a great life. And I'm a big, like, component of that, like a nice, like, living wage for me. And I would be comfortable, but I probably want to take it farther. It would be like a nice, like, 300K a year, which is like already, like, you're pretty set, man. You know, you don't have to really go that much more. It's just like, I just want to travel. I want to be free.
Because then you end up chasing money to get more, but then you're missing out on the time that you could actually spend with your family, mm-hmm. traveling, whatever your goals are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think greed is such a killer in the society where people are so filthy, stinking rich when they really, truly do not need all that money, you know? It's just like there's people suffering in the world when I understand, like, yeah, like, if you work hard, you can get out of it. But so many people start from such a different standpoint where I believe that, like, you don't need all that money, you know? And the greed is, like, the reason our society is so, like, screwed up.